that, of course, there were other listeners whose job it was to pursue, pillage and prosecute the station, in common with all independent or pirate stations. Official activity increased to such an extent by late 1972 that programmes were restricted to 1 hour, and usually only part of that actually broadcast before. This is Radio London Underground. We regret to inform our listeners that because of action by the authorities, we must interrupt our transmission now and go off the air. We apologise for any inconvenience caused in spoiling your entertainment, but this is, of course, due to circumstances beyond our control. We'll be back on the air at the usual time next week. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your continuing support. The staff of the London Transmitter of Independent Radio were becoming hard-pressed, keeping up the regular 4 nights a week, putting out the various stations. And it was decided by the staff of RLU that this was becoming an unfair and risky business. So on Christmas Eve 1972, RLU was heard for the last time. And a brief announcement from Rick Martin right at the end of the programme told the listeners the sad news. And RLU became yet another small part of the history of independent radio in this country. As time went by, other specialized pirates outside the LTIR began to appear, like Radio Invicta, playing soul music. That's right, this is Radio Invicta, your midnight soul station. We broadcast Monday to Friday from 11:30 till 12:30 on the 4.792.4 MHz, DHL. The post office now began to take action against the VHF pirates, alleging that they caused interference and blocked essential services. I asked Mike Wright what he thought of these allegations.
They do, indeed,
because a lot of the broadcast stations aren't run by qualified technicians. You get the small back bedroom pirate, who is a QSO merchant, he broadcasts music, but again, he is likely to cause interference because he has no qualified technician involved. We've got several other amateurs involved. And therefore they know what they're doing, and we can make sure that we don't interfere with any other station.
And to the best of my knowledge,
we haven't. Unfortunately, post office action got covered throughout 1972, and stations like Radio Invicta were forced to close down, if only temporarily. Prosecutions became more frequent, and fines became heavier. The average fine a few years ago when Radio Jackie was first caught would be about £10 or £15. But today, someone would be lucky, I think, to get a fine of about £30, and fines of £80 or £90 are quite normal these days.
What do you think this is?
Maybe straight from people got wired by the fact that
that doesn't exist.
Or is it just the general code I indicate something like? In 1969, there weren't that many pop pirates around, land-based pop pirates, but since that period, over the 4 years since then, they've been increasing every month.
Anyway, it's been Freddie Archer with you today since about 10 to 10 or thereabouts. I hope you've enjoyed it, and well, do please write in. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 1, Brandon, Suffolk, in the United Kingdom. Fare thee well. Radio Caroline.
Alan Freeman.
Album this week is Heartbreaker by Free, and we're going to play the track that they released as a single, which is doing quite well. It's number two in the Radio Jackie chart. Free reformed, actually, after a breakup in 1972, and they've been producing some good sounds. This is Wishing Well.
Recently, there have been a number of news stations on the air, on medium wave, as well as VHF. One of the most professional of these stations, Radio Kaleidoscope, has the services of a number of well-known Radio Jackie staff, unfortunately reducing Radio Jackie to a mere shadow of its former self.
Holland and Bolland. The great duos from Holland. Now, that's the right word, is it? There are only two of them, so it's hardly a group. You don't have a missing over here in England. You really don't, because these two brothers, Bolland and Bolland, is Rob and Ferdy. They just turn out one hit after another. Well, all we've got out here at the moment, I believe, is what's it called? Wait for the Sun. But, well, there are many treats in store for us. Radio Kaleidoscope time 2:15.
Radio Kaleidoscope.
We talked to a member of Kaleidoscope about the station.
Well, the very beginning of Kaleidoscope, I suppose, goes back about three and a half years to, well, about September 1970, there was a small group of us who put our heads together, and we all really had the same opinion that British radio was in a pretty sick state, and we decided that the time had come to put out a station that presented a better broadcasting technique, using the sort of the not quite such brash American techniques, or in other words, tailoring them to the English audience, but showing giving the English audience actual experience of what real good commercial high-powered radio is really like. We were really aiming for a mass audience. We weren't following any particular station. Obviously, everyone always talks about things like WABC, but. WABC always has been
the story of On the Run, the story of London's Pi radio station.
We'll be right back.
Tango on SDR. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. On SDR, the biggest and the best in shortwave. On the 48 meter band with Frank Action at the mic. And I did say earlier on the show that I'd be telling you about another serial that's becoming up on SDR shortly. And I'm sure you're all asking yourself, what serial is this going to be? Well, in fact, it's going to be the Handicapped AIDS programme. Tape still produced. And it's part 5 and part 6. All about the shortwave pirates. SDR is the station on 6240 kHz in the 48 meter band. Our mailing address, it's SDR, South Dublin Radio, North Street, Swords, County Dublin, in Ireland. If you want a QSL card, send us in a reception report to the above address, enclosing 2 international reply coupons, and we'll send it out to you.
Dreams are getting very low, wondering what I can do. I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish you could be sure of me that there you are. It's all you've learned. I've heard it so, but never mind.
Yeah. That's Crystal Gale at 14 minutes past the hour of 12 on SDR. Nice track from her. In fact, I'm not quite too sure how accurate our time checks are this morning, so I hope you'll bear with me until next week. I hope to have things like that all sorted out. This is a B-side, and I wonder, can you guess who's the artist singing this one? I played the A-side of it just after this. Who's Think I'm in Love. The B-side of the current single, Cold in Love. Should I not correctly say, why do fools fall in love? We're 3 minutes past 12. And I'm just going to flip this one over and play the A-side of it. And I'm sure it's the side you're all waiting for. Capitol Records, Dan Ross, and Why Do Fools Fall In Love.
Thank you.
I have a request to read out now. This one is for Jane Lynn and Mike Ray of 37 Prince Mass Road in Plymouth. And he wants this one planned between 12:09 and 12:30. And he says, any record will do. So, as he says, any record will do, I'll just reach over across the desk now and pick up the latest release by Elkie Books. I think it's about number 30 or so in the charts. And the old Chris Rea number. It goes through if you think it's over. Especially for James Lynn and Mark Rye of 37 Prince Morris Road in Plymouth. That's a nice track from Elkie Books, and it's currently at number 30 in the SDR charts, going out especially for Jane Lynn and Mike Ray of 37 Prince Morris Road in Plymouth. So anyone to that one play between 12:00 and 12:30, and it's now just 12:25.
I'm the station clerk. Our mailing address, it's SDR North Street, Sheridan, County Dublin. I'm spelling that out for you. It's South Dublin Radio. South Dublin Radio, that's North Street. I'm spelling that out for you. It's November Oscar Radio Tango Hotel, Street Sierra Tango Radio Echo Echo Tango, Sword Sierra Whiskey Oscar Radio Delta Sierra, County Charlie Oscar Uniform November Tango Yankee, and Dublin Delta Uniform Bravo Lima India November. And that's in Ireland. If you are writing from abroad, include a stamped address, a two IRCs. If you're writing from Ireland, please include a stamped address envelope. Regions coming up now, and it's called 17. So 26 minutes past the hour 12. That's 34 minutes left until 1.
I'm dreaming, and not just a woman. So hoping that you were never coming. Completely new sensations. Someone's dream created your perfection. All the girls
bye.
once again, apologies for a bit of break in transmission. It's 38 minutes past the hour of 12 on SDR. And you just had some continuous music coming up there a few seconds ago. And you're going to have some more music just now.
Kisses day to day. But it's just the sweetest kind. Except it's like it to worry about me.
What we promised to be honest.